I don't remember my life before I met my daddies. The lovable goons on our pirate ship.
That's right. A pirate ship.
Yo-ho-ho and pilling and raping. My daddies do all three. I suppose I was taken from a coastal village somewhere when I was young. My earliest memories was of the captain coming into my quarters, his cabin boy quarters. Even now, I remember how tall he was, his manly beard, his sharp pirate captain coat and hat, his red boots. Being a girl, the only regular girl on the ship, I was given quarters right next to him. Normally, everyone has to share quarters and food and women on a pirate ship. Well, not that I am interested in the women, but I share meals and bathing with my daddies every night. It doesn't matter if I was taken. I love my daddies. The captain has been nothing but kind to me. I'm given lots of grub to eat. I swab the decks every day, I clean the muskets, and take stock of the pantry. Since I'm the only one who can be trusted not to eat at all. The men pat and rub me on the head, telling me how cute I am. What a good worker I am, and lots of good girls. I love it. I learned more than most women I know. Like how to swing a sword, tie a mast. The captain even let me steer the boat all by myself. Well, I had to get one of the big guys to help me hold the steering wheel, or otherwise the wind would be too strong. And I had to stand on a box. Well, two boxes. But I still steered it. The captain said and turned to port, and I turned it to port with the big guy's help, my big daddy. I even get to have a sip of the captain's rum once a year. The one thing I wished is to have another girl to talk to. I know I am a girl because when I wash myself with the men, I don't have a cock between my legs. However, last time I washed myself with the men, it was weird. Recently, I have noticed swelling on my chest, and my hips have been getting bigger. As I stripped off my shirt in the lagoon, where the men had anchored the ship and all stripped and playing in the water, they stopped playing and were staring at me, frozen. Staring at my naked swelling. I had their full attention. I was scared. Did I do something wrong? Were my daddies going to spank me for being a bad girl? But it was the first time they looked at me in that new way. I don't know why, but I liked it. The captain came by, dressed in a loose towel covering his waist. He was asking why everyone was so quiet. He saw them staring, then looked at me, then looked back at them. He then yelled at me to go bathe on the ship. I quickly hurried, worried the captain would spank me later, the usual punishment for not doing my chores. I wasn't spanked, but I never forgot that day. The captain took me aside and told me to bathe in my own room from now on. The room right next to his. I don't know why, but it seemed he was not telling me something. I asked him why they were staring at me. He slapped me quickly on my behind, the usual captain's punishment for when I asked something I shouldn't. I was lucky. The men could get a squirt up their stomach. The last time I was slapped, it was because I asked the captain why women had to bleed between their legs. I paid it in the wine for a few years. During that time, I learned how to sew to make my clothes bigger, which the men were grateful for as they began asking me to sew up their trousers, but I originally did it for my own needs. The swelling in my chest grew bigger, my hips became more defined, and my bottom grew bigger too. The men's eyes were starting to watch me, even with clothes on. One of the men who gave his usual head patting reached down and felt my bottom. I gasped. One of the other men punched him. It started a small brawl. Later, I heard the captain had whipped him in the stockade. He apologized to me later and gave me a fresh pineapple afterward. But the men since then stopped petting my head, keeping a distance. Even the captain. I missed it. Months later, we ran a raid on our coastal town. The men brought onward a lot of booty, both gold and women. They bring women on all the time, and usually I ignore it. They usually go away when they are ransomed back to their families or sold in the slave markets. Most of the time they are here, they are crying or mean to me, so I figured bad girls like them get sold in the slave markets, which serves them right. This time was different. Many of them had really pretty clothes, called dresses, which showed off their swells on their chests. I was wearing piecemeal pirate rags, which hid my swells. The ladies had always mistaken me for a boy, which until now I was fine with, until I saw the men's reaction to those swells. They ripped those dresses off of them, exposing their pretty swells, their curves. Normally, I go to my room when the men get rowdy with the bad girls, but this time I watched how the men handled their swells, playing with the tips of their swells. I never thought of my daddy's grabbing me like that before, but now I wanted it, and I was jealous. The bad girls were protesting, but they were just slapped, as bad girls should be. But then they started moaning and thrusting their chest into my daddy's hands. I began to feel a warmth in my legs as I was watching their stripping. More men began to join in after unloading the food and treasure. The men were talking about how hot they were and they wanted to fuck them. They were pulling the dresses off, funneling their behinds. My daddy's eyes were on these gorgeous girls. I wanted my daddy's eyes to be on me. I wanted to be as pretty as them. Big Daddy yelled at me. "Go to your room," he said. I was spooked and quickly hurried off, but I looked out the porthole of the room towards the mass of my daddies and those beautiful girls. I saw my daddies rubbing their fingers between their naked legs. That area was always really sensitive to me, so I never touched down there. The girls were moaning and panting so much, I could work up the nerve this time. I started feeling very good, rubbing up and down until I screamed into my pillows. It felt so good. I couldn't touch down there anymore. It hurt. I looked out the porthole again and I saw my daddies take out their cocks. It had been years since I'd seen them. They always seemed funny and cute to me. But they were big this time, pulsating with thick veins. The bad girls were being made to lick them and take them into their mouths. I began rubbing myself again, but it was so sensitive. My big daddy picked up one of the girls and shoved his cock right between her legs. I tried to push my finger in between. I gasped. I tried to rub, but I fell on the bed. It was too much. I felt tired and began to drift off to sleep. Maybe I can ask the captain to put his cock into me to make me feel good. No. He would just spank me for asking him something stupid like that. I will ask the big guy, my big daddy, to put his big daddy cock in me. I will make a pretty dress, so pretty. All my daddies will want to tear it off me and give me attention like those bad girls. Tomorrow.